We're beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Aleph. We are up to Sif Beis, which is page 8. There is no Mishneh Berurah on Sif Beis. But Sif Beis, the Mechaber says as follows, Hamashkim lehischanin lefnei boro, one who gets up early to beseech his Creator, yechavin lashol shemishtanos hamishmaros. He should calculate the times when the watches are being changed. We know the Gemara has a machlokas and brachas where there's three watches, three mishmaros, or four watches. This is going with Fidaman number, there are three watches. So you should be mechaving to the time when the mishmaros are changing. Shehein bishlish halayla, which is at the first third of the night. Ulasof shnei shlishi halayla, at the end of the second third of the night. Ulasof halayla, and at the end of the entire night. So those three periods is the appropriate time. Why is that? Turning the page, Shatfila sheyisbalal ba'osan hashos al hachurban v'al hagolas ritzuya. Because a tefillah that's made at those times about the Churban Beis Hamikdash, about the exile that we're in, those tefillahs are well accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Gimel, Ro'i l'chol yirei shamayim she'ei meitzar v'doeg al Churban Beis Hamikdash. It is appropriate for anyone who fears heaven to be sad and to be worried about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. And now the Mishneh Berurah goes into a discussion about Tikkun Chatzos. So if you look in the Mishneh Berurah, we are up to Sifkaton Tes. Ro'i l'chol, we said it's befitting for everyone who fears heaven to be upset about the Churban Beis Hamikdash. V'amukubolim ha'erichu ma'od b'godel ma'alas kimas chatzos ki rabahi. The Mukubolim speak at length about the great inyan, about getting up at Chatzos, because it is a great inyan. Ukfar nitbas basidurim seder ha'anhoga al pi kisri ha'rizal. It's already brought down in the Sidurim the proper hanaga to do during Tikkun Chatzos al pi the Arizal. Uzman Chatzos hu tamid be'emtzos halayla mamish b'chol makom. And the time of Chatzos is always the middle of the night in every single place. Va'afilu ba'leilos ha'aruchos o aktzaros. It does not matter whether the night is long or the night is short, it's always in the middle of the night. V'hi yud be'shos achar chatzi hayom. The way to calculate the middle of the night, if you know when Chatzos hayom is, it's exactly 12 hours later. The ha'es lehis onin ala churban nochon yoser shiya kodem chatzos ma'at. The appropriate time to be davening over the churban is a little bit before chatzos. Ume chatzos ve'eloch yasok b'torah. And from chatzos and onward, one should be osek in Torah. Ubesof halaylo yivakish tzrachav. And then at the end of the night, after he said tikkun chatzos and he learned Torah, so he should then ask for his needs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yesh omrim oz shomrim laboker, and there are those who say then the slichos of shomrim laboker. V'imhu korov lanetzachama, let's say he overslept and it's getting close to morning. Yomar hamizmorim levad, he should just say the mizmorim v'yedalek hakinos, and he should skip the kinos. V'achakach yomar shom laboker, and then he should say the slichos of shomrim laboker. V'achar hatikun shiur mishnayas kodem l'chodover, and after tikkun chatzos, the first thing he should learn is Mishnayos. And if you look at note 24, he talks about the Maila of Liman Mishnayos. He brings down from the Chavetz Chaim in one of his other works, Sheyizor kol ish Yisrael sheyeda eshisha sidrei Mishnah kethi sichlo v'havanoso. Every Jewish person should know the shisha sidrei Mishnah according to his capabilities. Ki behem nichlu ikrei hadinim shebuchal haTorah kulu. Because included in the shisha sidrei Mishnah is all the dinim of the entire Torah. And for sure a person will be tested on this when he gets up to Olam Haba, like the Medrash says in Mishlei. Back to the Mishneh Berurah, we're in the fifth wide line, that is the Maila of Mishnayos. The imzocha lechachma sa'emes, the one who is zocha to the true chachma, this time is a very misugaldik time. Achronim kiblu meshichvi ad kumi. From shichvi to kumi, what is that? Hainu mishavuos shomrim shichvi. From the time of Shavuos, where we say in the Gilas Ruas the word of shichvi, ad Tisha B'av shomrim, until Tisha B'av, where we say in Eicha the word kumi, ein tzarach lokum balayla. So some say that from Shavuos till Tisha B'av, one does not have to get up to do Tikkun Chatzos. V'yesh omrim mitu ba'av atu bi'ir yokum. Some say that specifically one should get up from the 15th of Av till the 15th of Iyar. The Anohogim Alpi Kabbalah, and those who are knowing according to the Kabbalah, Sovrim Shetzaruch Lokum Tomit. They hold that a person should always be getting up for Tikkun Chatzos. Continues the Mishabura and says, Chabura sheneschabru yachad lomar tikun chatzos betzibur. Let's say there's a group of people that decided to get together to say tikun chatzos as a congregation. Ein lomonam, one should not hold them back. Va'adaraba, and fakeret, berovam hajas melech, the more the merrier, the more people that are saying tikun chatzos, the better it is. V'tov yoser sheyomru esatikum beisakneses, and it's better they should actually say it inside the shul, mishiyomru b'cheder asamuchlo, rather than saying it in a side room outside of the shul, for two reasons. Number one, the beisakneses kaddish tvei. Number one, there's more kedusha in the actual beisakneses, so it's a better place to say it. V'gam sheyu me'asara harishonim, and also that way they'll be one of the first 10 people that will be at davening in the morning. They're already in the beisakneses. One has to be very, very careful not to speak words of chulin, non-kedushadik words when they're up at night. There's a mishnah in Perek Aleph that discusses that, but during the night, when someone's up, they should not be speaking divrei chulin. And now the mishnah will discuss something that we mentioned the first night. Misha eino yochel lahashkim kodem or haboker, one who cannot get up so early in the morning, he cannot get up before it becomes light. Machmashu cholosh betivo, because he is weak by nature. Oshu yodea ba'atmo, or he knows about himself. Shem yakum ba'ashmores, that if he gets up so early, yisham be'esat tefillah, he's going to be falling asleep during his davening. Mutav lishan kol atzorech, it's better for him to sleep all that he needs. Which we'll see what that is in a moment. Umikom makom, but the main thing is sheyihya zohir meod lakum sha ulafachos chatzis sha kodem kriyas hashamash lebeisakneses. The main thing is that a person should be careful to get up an hour or at least a half an hour before the shamish calls people to shul, before davening starts. Kedei sheyihya yuchal lahachin atzmo leispalo betzibur benekius. So he should be able to be prepared to go and daven betzibur with a proper cleanliness. Now, what exactly is sleeping kol atzorach? We said, really, ideally, one should get up before it gets light in the morning, but if it's going to ruin his day, he's not going to be able to daven, he's not going to be able to function. So the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah was, mutav lishon kol atzorach. He should sleep all that is needed. So if you look at note 26, we'll discuss over here what is needed. The hazman hanitzrach l'shina. How much time does a person need to sleep? Kasav l'kamon. So we're going to see later on, B'Shem HaMagen Avram, Shelashina Sa'odom Balayla Ein Shir Kavua. There is no set amount of time that a person needs at night. Elotalui B'chol Odom V'odom Lefi Koach B'riuso. Every person has to figure themselves out. According to each person's health and energy, that's how much sleep he needs. That really does not help us that much. The alko ponem lo yishtakeya b'shina yoser midai. However, one thing is clear, a person should not spend too much time sleeping. Ukid'isa b'mishna b'sanhedrin, like the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, sheshina le tzadikim ra lohem v'ra lo'olam. When tzadikim are sleeping, it's bad for them and it's bad for the world. So that Magen Avraham does not really give us how much time a person should sleep. It's very general. Each person has to figure himself out. However, there's a well-known Rambam that we're going to bring now that tells us how much time nowadays, or at least in his days, how much time we need to sleep. And then we'll see the Stifler will take it even more contemporary. Achein ha-Rambam kosov shedai lo'odom b'shmona shos. The Rambam writes, it's enough for a person to sleep 8 hours a night. Halavai, right? Ubira Tiferes Yisrael, and Tiferes Yisrael explains, shekoze hu ad gil chamishim. That's only until you turn 50. Aval migil chamishim ve'elach, from 50 and onwards, dai lishon chamish oshei shos b'laylo. Then it's enough to get 5 or 6 hours of sleep. So till you're 50, the Rambam says 8 hours. Tiferes Yisrael says that's only till you're 50. Once you're 50, you could already go on 5 or 6 hours. Ubizmanenu, and nowadays the stipler says shebaofen ragil tzarich adam lishon sheva shos biyamama, that a person should be sleeping 7 hours a day. So already it gives us a little bit of a boundary. That's what the stipler says for nowadays. I guess he's adjusting the Rambam to our times. Maybe, I don't know, even though we got weaker, but somehow we need less sleep. I'm not sure how he answers for the Rambam. No, but the Rambam was saying it, he did how much a person needs. He wasn't going by the daylight time. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkoton Yud. We said in the Mechaber that a person who has fear of heaven should be upset and worried about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkoton Yud, Aval HaTorah VaTfila Yeh B'Simcha. However, when you're learning Torah, when you're davening Avada, one should be B'Simcha. As it points out in note 27, the Pasuk says, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, and they also bring down an interesting thing, why a person should bedafka be besimcha and not being worried about the churban when he's learning and when he's davening, because b'tama dover shein lidog v'lios meitzer al churban habayis b'shas halimud v'atfila. The reason why a person shouldn't be you know, upset about the churban beis hamikdash while he's learning or davening. So the Ruach HaChaim, which is Rav Chaim Palagi, writes, "Shumi shum she tfilos keneged tmidim tiknum," that the tfilos are keneged the korbanos. Va'amru Chazal she gedola tfilah yosem na korbanos. Tfilah is greater than the korbanos. V'chein amru be'inyan limud haTorah she kala osek baTorah ki'ilu hikrav korbanos. We'll discuss this later. But when one learns Torah, it's ki'ilu is makrav korbanos. So tefillah and Torah are very compatible to karbanos. The imkain ein la'adam b'shah she'osek b'inyanim elu lidog v'lios meitzra al churban habayis. He's doing the things that ki'ilu he's doing the Beis HaMikdash. He's ki'ilu living in the Beis HaMikdash by learning Torah, which is like the karbanos, and by davening, which is like the karbanos. So it would be inappropriate at that time to be meitzra on the churban, but rather because ifduas Hashem b'simcha, when he is serving Hashem b'davka in those areas, he should be b'simcha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkotun Yud Aleph, he should be upset and sad over the churban Beis HaMikdash. Kasav Shla, the Shla writes, Shebekol Su'uda Yomer Al Naros Bavil, that every Su'uda that a person eats before he benches, he should say the Pag of Al Naros Bavil, which is about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Ubeshabbos, however, on Shabbos, V'chein B'yomim Shein Omer B'hem Tachanon, or on days in which we don't say Tachanon, Yomer Shir HaMalos B'shuv Hashem, he should say Shir HaMalos. The Iker Sheyedo Makomer, the Iker is that he should understand what he is saying. The Acha Kavonas Halev Hein Advarim, everything goes after the Kavonas Halev. In the notes, they point out a couple of things. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah says on Shabbos, you should say Shir HaMalos. They point out that later on, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not only on Shabbos, even if one is eating a Suda after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos, or Hu Adin on Erev Yontev, also you should say Shir HaMalos. You should not say Al Naros Bavel. And number two, when the Mishnah Berurah says, on days you don't say Tachanun, you say Shir HaMalos. And note 29, he points out, the Yomim She'en Omen Behem Tachanun Machma She'esh Behem Nisuin O Bris Mila. Sometimes we don't say Tachanun, not because the day is Be'etzim Yontif, because there's a Chasan there, or there's a Bris Mila there. V'lo Machmatz Esim Kiddushasim. So Kasa B'shalim Shufas Yosef Ometz She'omrim Behem Al Naros Bavel. On those days, you do still say Al Naros Bavel like a weekday, not like Shabbos or Yontif. However, Omnam B'sudas HaMitzvah Atzma. However, at the Chasana, or at the Bris Mila, the Sudas Mitzvah itself, which is the cause of the lack of Tachanun, Kosa b'sefer afikei maginim shenohogim lomo Shir HaMalos. So they're explaining that the fact that we have no tachanun, if it's because the kedushas hayom, so then there's no al naros bavel the whole day. You say Shir HaMalos, but if it's only because there's a chasan there or there's a bris mila there, it's not be'etzim the kedusha of the day. You happen to be in a shul, there's going to be a bris mila. So then during that day, if you're eating a suda later, you would say al naros bavel just at the suda's bris mila, at the suda's nesuin, you would say Shir HaMalos. According to this, it would seem that in Chodesh Nisan that we would not say Al Naros Bavel. Today, that's what it would seem from here. Mm-hmm. To look up in Hilchos Pesach if he addresses it. I would think so. It's not, in other words, the way I understood, at least what he's explaining in the note, that if it's a chasna, you know, that you happen to be there, there's a chasna in davening, so there's no tachanun. But later on, you're at work and you're eating a bagel. So you, because of the, it doesn't make it, it's not a yontif for you because you happen to be in shul, there was a chasna there or there was a bris mila there. But when it's Nisan, and I mean, the reason why I don't say tachanun Nisan is because rove of the month is kedusha, so therefore they say don't say tachanun the whole month. So I assume that gives kedusha to the whole month, and therefore it's be'etzim kadosh. That's what I would think. From here, it sounds like that. Right, I didn't say we're knowing that way, but it just sounds that way from here. Right, I don't know if we're knowing that way, but that's what it would seem from here. Okay, let's go weiter in Sif Dalad. Sif Dalad, the Mechaber says, Tov ma'at tachanunim bekavona, maharbos below kavona. Better to say less tachanunim with kavona than to say a lot of tachanunim without kavona. Right? Better to do a lot with kavona than a lot without kavona. And says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkoton Yud Beis, he starts over the obvious. Aval imarbe kiven gamkein. But if you're saying a lot of tachanunim with kavona, hamarbe tov yoser. Obviously, the best would be to say a lot of tachanunim with kavona. But the one who's saying less tachanunim is because he's not able to, for whatever reason, to be lengthy. Or he evaluates about himself. That if he's going to say too many tachanunim, he's not going to have kavana, he won't be able to focus for so long. And therefore he says less tachanunim, and he says it with kavana. It is considered in front of Hashem Kimo oso shiyeshlo panai umarech betachanun and bekavana. It's if you're doing less because you can't do more, or because you realize you won't be able to have kavana for more, so you say less of the tefillos with kavana, it's keilu in Hashem's eyes equal to the person who had plenty of time and plenty of kavana and was able to mechavin for more. You're exactly equal. Vazeh shaninu. On that we learned echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit ubelvat shechavin libo shamayim. One who does a lot or one who does a little, as long as your kavana is Hashem shamayim, that is going to be the same. V'chein le'inyan Talmud Torah inyan kein. And now he takes it further, says the Mishavur, not only is this lagabe tfilos, this is also lagabe limara Torah, ki akol tolui lifnei Hashem yisbarach, im ose kol asher bekocho lasos. Hashem looks at each person as long as he's doing whatever he has in his power to do. Umishu bal Torah, v'yesh lo lev lohavin v'lilmod, and a person who's a Baal Torah, and he has a heart that understands, and he's able to learn. Yochol limnoa milomar harbe techinos ubakoshos hanitpasos besidurim. He's able to hold back from saying some of the prayers that are in the siddur. V'tov yoser sheyilmad b'mekomam, and it's better that he should learn in its place. So besides that, he writes that echad amarbe v'echad amarbe b'vavad sheyichavani b'lo shamayim is the same by Torah, but then he writes, one who's able to learn Torah, so he shows that Torah has even a higher place than these tachinos that we say for Hashem, and one who's able to learn, instead of saying these extra tefillos that are printed in the Siddurim, it's better to be learning during that time.
Is that going on extra stuff?
Yes, as we'll see. It's going on extra stuff. V'tzorach ha'odom likboa lo eis lilmot sifrei musr b'chol yom v'yom. A person has to establish for himself a time to learn sifrei musr every single day. Im me'at v'im harvei, whether it's a little bit or a lot. If you look at the Shaar Tzion in Sivkot and Chof Vav, he writes, this is from the Bircha Yosef v'chai Adam, v'hilchas Yom HaKippurim, ayin shom shekosov shu yoser chiyuv milimud mishnayis. It's more important than learning mishnayis to have a set time. Like the Bali Musar say, if you only have 5 minutes a day to learn, and you can either learn Musar or you can learn Gemara, so the Bali Musar say you should learn Musar, because you'll see that you have more time to learn. But over here he says that it's more important to learn Musar every day than to learn Mishnayos every day. And if you look at note 30, he points out that later on the Mishaburah says, much later on, he brings b'shem the Arizal and the Gra, Sha'achiyuv lilmud b'sifrei Musar hu b'chol ha'shana, the whole year, even during Ben Hazmanim, as we're heading into Ben Hazmanim, a person has to always be learning Musar. Back to the Mishavura, why is it that a person always has to set time for Musar, even if he's holding by learning? After he said a person is holding by learning, can hold back from some of the tefillos, but yet he says you're holding by learning, by Mishnayis, still you should learn Sifrei Musar. Ki ha-godol me-chaveru, one who is greater than his friend, yitro godol he-menu, then his Yetzihara is greater than his friends. V'tavlin ha-Yetzihara hu tochachas mamarei chazal, and the medicine, the antidote towards the Yetzihara is the Musar of the statements of Chazal, and therefore by learning Musar, even if a person is greater or thinks he's greater, that's not less of a reason to learn Musar, that's more of a reason to learn Musar, because the greater a person is, the greater his Yetzer Hara is, and by learning Musar, a person is able to overcome his Yetzer Hara. And now we continue in the Mechaber in Sif Hei. Tov Lomar Parshas HaAkeda UParshas HaMon. It is good to say every day the Parsha of the Akedas Yitzchak and the Parsha of the Mon, Vaseras HaDibros, Uparshas Ola Umincha Ushlamim Vechatos Vasham. All these parshios that are written in most of the Siddurim between Barachos and Baruch Sha'amar, so all these things are good to say. Says the Mishabura Sivkoton Yud Gimel, Parshas HaAkeda is a great thing to say, Kodem Parshas HaKarbonos. It should be said before a person says Karbonos. V'yochol lomar Parshas HaAkeda uParshas HaMon afilu b'Shabbos. One could say the Parsha of the Akeda and the Parsha of the Mon even on Shabbos. V'ein dai ba'amira. Here's a very important point. It's not enough just to say these Parshios. It's not enough just to say the Parsha of the Akeda or to say the Parsha of the Mon. Ela sheyisbonen mashu omer v'yakir niflos Hashem. Rather, he should contemplate what he's saying. He should really think about what he's saying, and he should recognize the wonders of Hashem. V'chein masha amru b'gemara, and so too that which they say in the Gemara, kol ha'omer tehila l'david shalosh pa'amim b'chol yom. The Gemara says in Brachos that anyone who says tehila l'david, which is Ashrei, three times a day, muftach lo shu ben olam haba. The Gemara says if a person says ashrei three times a day, he's a ben olam haba. Gam kein ba'ofen zeh. It doesn't mean just saying it; it means contemplating it. And ashrei, we're praising and speaking the wonders of Hashem. Person has not only to say it, but some say to live by it also. But to say it, to contemplate, it's not a matter of just saying the words of ashrei, but really understanding what you're saying in ashrei and recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the proper way. Then a person is muftach that he's a ben olam haba. V'tam la'amira kol zeh, and the reason why we say all these things, ki parshas ha'akeda kidei lizkor schus avos b'chol yom. The reason why we say the parsha of the Akedah is for two reasons. Reason number one is to remember the schus avos. We're mentioning to Hashem the schus avos, the great nisayon that Avraham and Yitzhak both passed by the Akedah. V'gam kidei la'aniach yitzro kumosha moser yitzhak nafsho. And so too to lower down, to humble our Yetzihara, just like Yitzhak was able to overcome his Yetzihara, to not get killed. He overcame it for the Ratzon Hashem, so too it should be an inspiration for us that we also should be machniah Yetzihara in our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the two reasons for saying the Parsha of the Akedah. Uparshas Hamon, and the reason why we say the Parsha of the Mon, kidei shiyamin shekol mizonosa boin bashkacha pratis. So a person should believe, should bang into his brain every day that parnasa comes by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ashkacha pratis. Ukidiksiv, like it says in the Parsha of the Mon, hamarbe lo hedif. The ones who tried to grab more when there was mon, they didn't end up with more. And this happened. They took more. They got home to their tent. They had the same like everyone else. Va'mamit lo hichzir. And when the one who took less got home, he had just as much as everyone else. So whether a person collected extra, collected less, it was a nace that happened that everyone had the same. And that's showing us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of Parnasa. Lahoro she'ein ribui ha'ishtadlus mo'el mu'uma. This is to train us and to teach us that extra ishtadlus is not going to help at all. A person has to do ishtadlus in order to make a Parnasa, but overly ishtadling is not going to help you like we see in the Parsha of the Mon. The Isa B'Yushalmi Brachos, the Yushalmi and Brachos says, Kol HaOmer Parshas HaMon Muftach Lo Shelo Yismatum Zanosav. It's a school of a Parnasa. A person who says the Parshas HaMon, not only on the week of Parshas B'Shalach, but he says the Parshas of the Mon every day, that is a school that he will never be lacking in Parnasa. Just as an aside, benching also is the big school of a Parnasa. One who benches properly with the proper kavana, also, the Mishnah Berurah says over there, will never be lacking as well. Doesn't say from a venture, but that helps you have kavana, whatever helps. Vaseres Hadibros. So that we knocked off the first two that the Machaber said, that it's good to say the Parsha of the Akedah and the Parsha of the Mon. The third thing the Machaber said was that it's good also to say the Aseres Hadibros. Why is that, says the Mishnah Berurah? Kedei sheyizkor b'chol yom maimed har Sinai. So a person should remember every day the great Maimon Har Sinai, v'yeschazik emunaso b'Hashem, and he should strengthen his emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what happened by Har Sinai. And then the Mechaber mentioned that we say the parasha of all the karbonos, u'parashas ha-karbonos da'amrina b'menachos, that the Gemara says in Menachos, zos toras ha-chatos, and we learn from there, kol ha-osek b'toras chatos, ki'ilu hikriv chatos. Whoever is osek in the Torah of the chatos, whoever learns about the chatos, it's ki'ilu he was makriv chatos. Now, if you look at note 31, a very important note, and then we'll look at a quick bir halacha. Ubir haloshon kala osek. What does it mean, kala osek? The Gemara says, whoever is osek in Torah schatos. The Mishnah Berurah says later on, shakavonahi l'mishe misasek lohovin inyone ha-parsha. Someone who delves into understanding the inyonim of the parsha, velo l'mishe omer es atevos levad. It's not a matter of just zipping through karbanos and saying the words, but it's delving into it and really understanding it. I don't know if that every day you have to be delving into it, but at least delve into it once, and this way you understand what you're saying. L'shitasa, like we're saying till now, and everything else, that when you're saying the Parsha of the Mon and the Akedah, it's not a matter of just saying the words, but contemplating it and thinking what you're saying. So too, says the Mishnah Berurah by the Karbanos, if you want to just peek at a Bir Halacha, turn two pages. It's a long Bir Halacha that just tells you where all the Parshios are in the Torah, but at the end on page Vav, the end of the Bir Halacha, five lines up from the end of that Bir Halacha, Uma tov l'mi shenoeg bazeh, shel yilmad mitchila es inyonim elu mina gemara umisifri harambam. How wonderful it is for those who say korbanos, but before they learn the inyonim from the Gemara or from the Rambam, kidei sheyavin achakach mashu omer, so that when they're saying korbanos in the morning, they actually understand what they are saying. Ubazeh techoshev lo ki'ilu hikrif mamish hakorban. And then through really understanding what you're saying, then you are ki'ilu being mak of the korban. Again, the same idea that the Mishnah Berurah says later on, but the Bir Halacha says it right here. This Bir Halacha happens to be on from our sugi right here. It's not a later beralacha, just a long, it just gets extended, extends over there. But that's the point that I wanted to bring out. Let's go back to the Mishavura and finish up. We're up to Sif Katan Yudalid. We said you should say the parsha of the Ola, the Mincha, and the Shlamim. V'hu Adin, parsha's Toda. Says the Mishavura, you should also say the parsha of the Toda. The Gamhi, Bichlal, Shlamim, because Toda is also included in Shlamim. V'achar Ola, Ushlamim, V'toda, Yomer, parsha's Nesachim. After you say the parsha of these three Karbanos, the Ola, the Shlamim, and the Toda, you should say the parsha of the Nesachim, which is the pouring of the wine in the Mizbeach. Ki ein zevach below nesachim, there were no korbanos that were not accompanied by the pouring of the wine, and therefore it would be appropriate to read about the nesachim as well. It takes a lot of time. Aval chatas v'osham ein toun nesachim, but the other korbanos, the chatas and the osham, they do not require nesachim.
They could have it, but they don't have it at all.
The chatas and the korban chatas says in the Mishavuah, I am bebagid Avram shekasav. Dim yodeya sheneschayev chatos yomer parshas chatos kodem. That if a person knows that he did an avera, that he did an avera b'shogeg that would warrant a korban chatos, then he should mention the korban chatos before. Umedivrei shari poskim lamashkim, for the other poskim, it is not mashma that he has to put the chatos first. But he's saying that he should put the chatos first. We'll read the Ramah. We'll start it, but we'll continue this tomorrow, mitzvah. But the Ramah says on the top of page Hey, the last few words. That which we said in the Mechaber, that you should say the parsha of the Akedah, the parsha of the Mun, the Aseres Adibros, the parsha of the Ola, the Mincha, the Shlomo, the Chatas, and the Asham, the Ramah writes, V'dafka b'yochid mutter lomer Aseres Adibros b'chol yom. Dafka, as a yochid, as an individual, are you allowed to say the Aseres Adibros every day? Aval aser lo'omram b'tzibur, but it is forbidden to say the Aseres Adibros as a tzibur every day. And if you look at the Mishabura on the next page, on page 10, on the top of Katan Tazayin, he writes, Mevdeha kofrim sheyomru ein Torah elazu. Because of those who deny, and they're going to say that that is the only part of the Torah, that's all there is. And therefore, we don't want to publicly say the Aseres Adibros. One can say it privately, but it is not allowed to be said b'tzibur. Ubeprat bizmanenu. And specifically nowadays, apparently, he felt there were a lot of kofrim in his days. Ulakach ein kosman also gamkin al kunchus hamyuchad tzibur, and therefore we also don't write it on the kunchus as designated for the tzibur. We don't write the aseres adibros there. Yeisha kasru, there are those who write the lo aser lo amro batzibur elu lekavo ben habrachos kama kriyashma. That's limiting the iser very much. Some say that it's not aser to say it batzibur; it's only aser to include it mamish in davening between the brachos, like kriyashma, to give it such chashivas. That's aser. But if you're going to say it when you say karbonos and when you say the other parshios, so some say that it's okay. However, however, we hold that it's aser altogether b'tzibur, not only adding it into the brachos by kriyashma, but also to say it even during the karbonos. One should not say b'tzibur, the aseres hadibros, for the reason we mentioned. U'biyachid dafka shelo b'soch hatfila. However, biyachid, if you want to say it individually, it would only be forbidden b'toch hatfila, aval lekvoa b'toch habrachos gam liyachid aser. I'm sorry, biyachid dafka shelo b'soch hatfila, it would be mutter, but lekvoa b'soch habrachos gam liyachid aser. But if you're going to put it amongst the brachos, that even for yachid will be aser. So it comes out of tzibur, lafidah mishabura, can never say it as a tzibur. As a yachid, you can say it, you know, before baruch shamar, you can say it if you want over there, but you can't say it mitocha brachos. We'll stop here, and there's some very interesting notes on this that we'll discuss tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, and then we'll finish the first siman.